He's hurting. Natalie, Aaron's voice breaks through the small moment I was having with Liam. I turn around and try to get hold of myself. Jackson and Mark stand to the side, watching the mess unfold. There's so much confusion rolling around within me. I don't know what to do, where to turn, or how any of this is happening. I was packing my car to go to Kerala. I was going to spend time with the man I love, the man I was building a future with. And now my husband is here. I step back and my body begins to shake. This is too much. No one can endure this and come out on the other side. I'm losing it. Shock rolls through me like waves on the sand. I can't breathe, I say aloud. Mark takes a step toward me.
Lee, it's okay.
I laugh sarcastically. No, none of this is okay. None of this makes any sense, I scream as my heart implodes. I can't. I mean, this isn't real. I feel someone close in behind me, and Mark shakes his head.
It is real.
Turning around, Aaron is right there.
I'm here, Lee. I'm home.
He sounds so hopeful, as if this is everything I could want. Of course, I had wanted this for so long. He was my world, and now he's back. But what does all this mean? Liam.